Charlotte, well done. Another win here. It looked impressive. Did it feel impressive from your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, this is Florentina's first real big indoor show, so she's never really been in an atmosphere like this. I wasn't really sure how she was going to cope with it, but she felt really, really good inside there. I had a little mistake in my threes, which was probably a bit expensive. But in general, I mean, she's only 8 years old, so I'm really, really happy.
And that's the point of this class at the Horse of the Year show, and you've used it to really good effect with the quality of the horses that have been able to give you a third straight win in it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's great to bring them here, get them used to this environment, get them in that atmosphere. For me, it's a great experience to be able to bring these horses to compete here.
Have you had time to take stock of what happened literally 2 weeks ago? More medals, and really from many people's eyes, thinking we nailed it, exceeding expectations. Have you had to take time to take stock?
I mean, I literally came home from the World Equestrian Games, did our national championships, and now I'm here. I mean, it's been like non-stop, but the World Equestrian Games was fantastic. I mean, you know, we weren't sure whether we were going to medal. We had two or three young horses on the team, again, quite inexperienced. So we really were unsure how it was going to go, but it went better than we could ever have thought.
Has that actually means that you're almost now re-evaluating where you can go with your horse now, having achieved such a good performance at the World Equestrian Games?
Yeah, I mean, I have to remember that Freestyle's only 9 years old and Delicato's only 10. So I think, you know, it was good to kind of do that. We know now that they can deal with those sort of shows. I mean, they've never been in a field against those horses and riders under those judges. And, having seven judges is quite scary. So, I feel like we've learned so much from going there. I'm now heading to hopefully do Olympia at the end of the season, and I really feel like I've learnt so much from doing it.
And to say that you're learning, people would say, well, how come you're learning when you've already achieved so much, admittedly with another horse, but that you're learning about you as a rider?
Yeah, I think with me, dealing with, different aspects of it, obviously with Allegra I had a huge amount of pressure every time I competed. You know, this time it's like trying to bring on another one, get to know her, understand what she's like in the arena, because that's what I was really unsure of, is knowing how she was going to deal with these, this pressure and expectation.
I clearly think that you're really enjoying where you are now in the sport with what you've got as horsepower.
Absolutely. I mean, I've got a fantastic string of horses. I mean, I really can't ask for much more. I mean, heading towards Tokyo, I mean, I think I'll have about four Grand Prix horses lined up. So, that's a great position to be in, being able to choose a horse. You never know, having one horse is always risky in case of injury or anything like that. So to be able to say I've got, a string of horses coming behind that could be, potential for Tokyo is fantastic.
Well done tonight. Lovely
thank
to
you.
See you. Big smile on your face.
Well,
go and enjoy the presentation.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.